Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And God save us,
God save us.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
Remembering God save us.
You know it.
Greetings and welcome again to our party. This is Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. Thank you for joining us this Sunday morning as we bring to you today another beautiful discussion from Imam Shahid Shabbat. The discussion today is the day of justice and judgment is very near. Yes, our people, as you can see from all that's happening in this world today, like never before, we have people that seem to be really demented in the brains. And it's time to end. This is what happens, you know. There's killings every time you turn around, shootings all over the place, there's people shooting in the malls and the schools and different places, and it's really sad, and just warring everywhere all over the world, and all this, as we know, we heard about, you live in my day and time, we heard about this day, and we heard about it, and we heard about it, and it was as though it would never come, but it's here, storms and destruction everywhere, like never before, things happening for the first time ever in history, and each time, it is something that is warning us that the day of judgment is near. And that is, this is the subject of our discussion today. The day of justice and judgment is very near. Muslim and people of this world, our Creator Allah created us for a special purpose. And this purpose is about to be tested. Allah gave us a limited amount of freedom of choice. This means each individual is responsible and accountable for his conduct and action. Freedom is in righteousness, not in material things, going about doing what you want to do the way you want to do it. As you can see, that's no freedom at all. This is self-destruction and the destruction of a creation and the society in which you live. Freedom is in righteousness. And the last prophet of Allah, Prophet Muhammad, said that righteousness is good morality. Muslims, people of this world, this is your only hope to save yourselves from evil. Most people in religion are self-deceived because they play false with faith. That is what I mean. They will have faith. This is what I mean. They will have faith when all goes well, but when most of them are tried and tested, they will not call on Allah with sincere faith. As soon as Allah relieves their suffering, they give praise and thanks to people and things. Until you Muslims and people of this world stop this so-called faith, you will remain spiritually dead. Yes, as you can see, a powerful discussion, one hitting home, but one hitting where it should be for the time. It's right on time, people, with what's going on in the world, and with you appearing to be so confused as to why it's going on. But we must first look at self, begin our check within ourselves to see what it is that we are doing wrong, that we can change to help make things better in the world. Then, as we check ourselves out with sincerity and try to do all we can to make ourselves the best of people, the best of character, then we can think about others. And now, without any further delay, we're going to see if Imam Shahid Chabas is here yet, and right now I don't see him on the air. Knowing him as usual, he is calling on people, making sure that his guest is appearing today, and he's long-winded like he is on the air. He talks people because he's so sincere. He's a very serious and sincere man, a very serious brother, and he's striving so hard to please his creator by reaching you, the people, with his word, with his warning, and with his patience with us. But he wants us to know that the time is near for us to get it together. And the signs are all around us now. Like I said, in the weather, in the people, in everything. So therefore, people, we have no excuse. There is no excuse for our actions to be other than the best, to be other than loving and caring and kind and wanting to make this world a better world for all and wanting to get rid of the evilness of this world, destruction on life, destruction on people, destruction on the creation that Allah has blessed us with. So people, it is very serious for us to take at heart the teachings that we hear from Imam Shahid Chabas and to strive hard to help to work to see what we can do to make this a better world for all of us. And now, without any further delay, I see that Imam Shahid Chabas is on the air. I bring to you Imam Shahid Chabas.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Can you hear me?
Yes, uh-huh. And I have introduced you to the audience again, and they are waiting for you.
Okay. Inshallah, be the will of Allah, mashallah, as Allah pleases, I pray Allah will protect me from saying anything because I know nothing. Allah knows all. With that said, I want to open with the opening salat of prayer, not only for Muslims, but for all people on the planet. We're all one human family. And this prayer will save your life if you just apply the words of Allah in this beautiful prayer. Allah will guide you and protect you from the evil of this world and guide you back home to Him and His Jannah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين افتنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين People, we just said with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the world, also the guardian, evolver of all creation, most gracious, most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship in thine aid, alone do we seek, because no one else can help us. Guide us on your straight path, Allah, the path of those upon whom you have bestowed your love, your grace and mercy, and those who go not astray from your divine guidance by living a life of selfishness and evil. Protect us from being of those, Allah, and those who enter the hellfire that you have prepared for those who live in this world are evil, selfish, and wicked life. Amen. So, people, we're going to start this talk by saying something that all the prophets said, but the last prophet who represents all of the prophets, Prophet Muhammad, said, and this comes from Allah. Prophet Muhammad said, religion is sincerity. Now, why did I pick that topic based on this talk today? Because Allah say in the Quran, evil spreads like a plague, and they have spread it like a plague all over the world. And that is with the Muslim Christians, all people, because he say that most people look at themselves as self-sufficient. And he said, oh, most people in religion, they don't take religion, the spiritual aspect, serious. They only take the rituals of religion serious. When we look at our body, what are we looking at? Are you looking at your real life or are you looking at a ritual? You're looking at a ritual. Are you looking at a what? An idol. Anything that you can see with your eyes is an idol. So don't you know people worship each other as idol gods? Most Muslims worship each other as idol gods and other people, Christians, Jews, the three major religions. And I just, in general, Allah say 999% of all, of every 1,000 persons on this earth say they worship idols, and only one out of 1,000 is sincere in their dedication, love, and their desire to please their creator, Allah. Only one out of every 1,000. And he said it's going to be the same way on the day of Yom Kippur, or resurrection and judgment. Only one person out of all the countless people he created, he said only one is going into Jannah or heaven, back with him. And he said the rest, 999, going straight under the bridge, the Sirat, the bridge over hell, into the hellfire, like cattle being led to slaughter. Think about that just for a moment. And, you know, let your mind go deep on that. So what is the most important concern that we should have as Muslims in particular? What is the most important concern about this way of life, Al-Islam? Is it the rituals or is it the spirit of Allah? It's the spirit of Allah. Most Muslims, and I just seen some Muslims come back from Hajj, our pilgrimage, and Allah revealed to his last prophet, Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, that, and he instructed us that Allah say, if you make the Hajj and you sincere, you go on to please Allah, Allah will purify all your sins. He will wipe all your sins out. And when you come back off the Hajj, you'll be just like a little newborn baby in the world who have no sins on their record. But you looked in the world, you go over there on Hajj. For the last 20 years, Muslims been killing each other on the Hajj. So-called Muslims. They've been trampling over other Muslims on the Hajj. This is not of Allah. This is from themselves. Allah said all the good that comes to us comes from Allah, and all the bad that comes to, in the life of people come from themselves. So most Muslims now, you can't distinguish them from the ungodly Christian, the ungodly Jews, or just ungodly people. Why? Because they are caught up into formalism, going through the form or the rituals of worship and leaving out the main part of worship, which is what? The spirit of Allah in their soul, which gives them real spiritual life and love so that they can help spread Allah's love throughout the world. Allah said when you submit to his will in Al-Islam, people, he said he will give you a new life, a life that's good and pure, and he will forgive you of your faults and your sins. And he said he will give you a light to guide your own steps back to him on this straight path, and also to guide all of those around you that see his light in you. If they want to come, they can follow your example like Prophet Muhammad. We follow his example to this very day, and they'll know how to come back to Allah. We are charged as Muslims to be witnesses, shaheeds, of Allah's truth in the Quran, just like Prophet Muhammad, Allah say, is a shaheed, a witness for us, all Muslims, in the life he wants every human being to live. And most Muslims have failed in their obligation and their responsibility to Allah to do this. And Islam, again, is sincerity. It's not Arabic speaking. It's not how much you know. It's not how well you can speak or how you think you look. Islam is in essence, Islam is the life of our Creator, Allah, in us. And Allah says in the Quran, He created the nature of good, and every human being, not only that, Allah said He created the nature of good and all His creation. And I was speaking to a brother a little earlier. I came on a little late. You know, if you think about this, I've been to court. Most of us probably know about the court. I've been in a courtroom. And look at the court system, how it's set up. I'm going to show, with the help of law, this is powerful. When you go to court, you got a judge, you got a jury. The jury, and then you got witnesses to the crime that the person committed. That's how it's set up. Well, that's the same way we're in a court down here on earth right now. We are being judged every day, and the co-host, Sister, always talk about this. We are being judged every day in court. We're in court. We're being tested, and we're being judged every day. Our deeds are being put on our record every day. We got an angel on our right side and an angel on our left, and they record. The angel on the right record all the good we do, and the angel on the left record all the evil we do. And our record, Allah say, it's already there waiting on us when we die, and we're resurrected. Our record is already compiled. It's already established. And Allah say, He gonna say to every human being here, read your own record. And the reason He gonna do that to let you know, I gave you time to change. You had examples of what I did to other people who refused to worship and serve me. Yet you went on, and you continued to do what you wanted, the evil you wanted to do. And He going to say to them, be ye gone. Get gone, get Muslim. Get out of my face. Get out of my presence. Because Allah don't have a face. Get out of my presence. And He going to order the angels of hell, not the angels, but the angels to take people to the hellfire, to drag them on into hell on their faces. And He say, a lying, sinful forelock, meaning that they lied in religion. And you have, and they were false in religion. And yet, how do you just lie in religion? You ain't got to open your mouth and lie and slam and backbite each other or people. You lie in faith in Allah when you live a false. Your life, your conduct is false. Your deeds are bad deeds. You go around gossiping. You go around trying to tear people down, slam the people. Allah says if you don't have anything good to say about anybody, keep silent, and you'll be safe. Because Allah only accepts that are good. And then when we're talking about negativity about anybody, even if it may be true, we're not their judge. Allah says, I'm the judge. So just speak good or don't say anything at all. So with that said, I'm going to just stop right there. We have more, but we want to hope we got a guest. If we don't, then we'll continue. And if we don't have a guest, like I said, we'll continue to talk ourselves out. So at this time, I'm going to say, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you, our radio listening audience. Yes, you are listening. Podcast of Imam Shahid Shabab, the result of the Creator. And you've come to join Season Sunday with the discussion on the Day of Justice and Judgment. It's very near. Yes, he's letting us know that the most important thing is our conduct, how we treat one another. Instead of the best of character, as you can see, we are not projecting the worst of character within ourselves. We are projecting characters of jealousy, of envy, of competing against one another, disrespecting children, disrespecting parents, talking arrogant to them. There's no role models today, no etiquette, especially in politics, from the head. And these are the people that we look to to show us direction. There is no role model. There is no direction. Why? Because God, the Creator, the most, my all merciful Creator, has been taken out of the scene, off the scene. You don't hear people talking about God or religion like you used to anymore. It's all about self. And it's because of self, we see nothing but self destruction all over the world, killing up each other, killing neighbors. One country killing another country. One race killing another race, killing each other. Our own races in some countries. It's really sad. There has never been a time like today. So, Imam Shabazz, discussion day today is right on time, people. The day of justice and judgment is very near. And we can understand why, because we can see why. We are taught that Allah created the nature of good in all of us, all of His creation. And we hear what we say. We have the saying in Christianity is the voice from within. You have a voice on your left, which you call the voice of the devil in Christianity, and the voice on the right, they say it's the voice of God. And they used to tell us, don't listen to that voice on the left. Listen to the voice of the right. Because if you listen to the voice on the left, it will lead you astray. It will be telling you wrong what to do. So they let us know, people, that the voices are where? Within us. We have to go within ourselves and pay attention to what's being said. Listen to the directions of the Creator, the all-merciful Allah. And also, Imam Shabazz spoke about the recording angels. One recording our deeds on the left, which is the deeds of the wrong that we're doing, the evil deeds, the bad deeds, and the one recording the deeds on the right, the angel recording the deeds on the right. And these deeds we will be made accountable for on the day of judgment. We also know that the jinn within. So therefore, as we can see, it's all coming from within. So we can't, the fingers we point should be pointing at us first before we try to point the fingers at anybody else. I wonder why things are as they are. Are we living the way we should be living? And now, Imam Shaheed Shabazz, we don't see anyone else on the board today, lit up on the board. So right now, there are no guests who want to come on. But for those of you in our listening audience, if you would like to make a comment or ask a question, hit your number one button. Push the number one on your phone. You will show up on the switchboard, and we will bring you on the air also for you to give us some feedback and join the discussion. And today I have a science problem, so I'm trying to talk so that I don't get irritated and start coughing. Forgive me if I sound chopped up or broken up today, that my sinus is acting up with this weather that we have now. And, of course, we know this is the time of the year for allergies. And now I bring to you again Imam Shaheed Shabazz.
Thank you. People, at this time, what I'm going to speak on, this subject or topic, Judgment Day, and us being accountable for what we do in this world. You see, one of the things that I want to say that Allah say for you Muslims, Christians, Jews, and all other people, in religion or out of religion, Allah, our Creator, you know, He say, if you remember me, I will remember you, and reject not faith in me. So, you got people out here, most of the people, they, you know, they all caught up into the majority of them, each other, and materialism. They trying to compete with each other. They ain't trying. They are competing with each other to see who, you know, got the can be the wealthiest. I was sharing with one brother this morning. Allah say that when you're spiritually poor, meaning that you don't have His spirit in your life, you are dead. So how can a dead person be rich? And he said, if you gain the world and lose your soul, you've gained nothing. Why? Because the world and everything in it, including our body, was created from nothing and is nothing and is soon going to return back to nothing. But a lost spirit will abide forever. Always remember that. The goal is not things that come and go. This world is a world of relativity. What do it mean? Its relevancy is in Allah, meaning that it's dead. It's dead. It have no life or meaning without Allah's will being in it. Allah is the life and the light of the heavens and the earth. And Allah said, those whom he don't give no light and no understanding, can't no one give them understanding. Allah said, those whom he don't give guidance, no one and nothing can give them guidance. That is guidance to truth, guidance to freedom from evil and wickedness. And I want to say, I had a topic one Sunday we spoke of most people being are prisoners in their own selves. And what do I mean by this? Well, think. Open up your hearts, your minds. Then you will be blessed to see your real life, which is your soul. Your soul is immortal or everlasting or never-ending. But your mortal or physical life, animal life, begins to die when you are born. This should awaken your minds and hearts to understand that Allah made you special, people, as immortal beings, like him. So why not free your souls from mortality, that is. So why not free your souls from mortal slavery? Because we want to think of slavery as being physical. The white man had us in slavery, and the slavery was over in Egypt and all that. No, the real slavery ain't another man or human being putting another human being in slavery. We put our own selves in slavery when we reject our Creator's guidance in our life, his truth. We make a slave, we become a slave to our own evil and the evil of Satan. Each of us as individuals are responsible to seek the guidance of our Creator for ourselves. And Allah says in the Quran, he revealed to his Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, that he or she, man or woman, that obtains the guidance of Allah, that lived only to please Allah and follow the example he gave us in Prophet Muhammad's life, which is the best example, Allah say, for those who want to, who going to have any hope of their soul being saved on the day of judgment. Just to make it plain, I'm talking down to earth. So the greatest achievement, Allah say, is the achievement of what? Obeying his will, which is all good, and the will and the example of his Prophet Muhammad. He say, is the best role model, as the sister was saying, for all mankind. All mankind. He was best in conduct. He received the title El Amin before Allah even made him his last prophet. El Amin in Arabic means the trustworthy, or the trust. Yeah, the trusted one, or the trustworthy. Even his enemies, Prophet Muhammad's enemies, trusted him. They didn't even trust each other. Honor among thieves. But they trusted this man whom they hated and tried to kill. But yet they trusted him with their wealth. Ain't that something? That's a heck of a thing, isn't it? Yeah. But yeah, I'm being blessed to be the same way. People trust me. I've been going out all over this country, from Miami, Florida, Canada, all the way back to all the way up to Buffalo, New York, in Canada. Spreading Islam, mostly, more importantly, by my example, but also teaching Allah's words in their correctness in the Quran and in the correct life that Prophet Muhammad lived, this life was correct. He feared to do anything against the will of Allah. His followers feared to do anything against the will of Allah. Allah said they were the best generations of Muslims. And me and the brother just got through talking before the program, and the brother was talking about how so many Muslims are killing Muslims over in the eastern part of the world. Think about that. Allah said, no, he made life sacred. And Allah said in his last and final revelations in the Quran, if you kill a believer, you're guaranteed. If you kill a believer intentionally, you're guaranteed you're going to spend eternity in hell, in the hellfire. So most of the Muslims today, they are led astray because Prophet Muhammad said there will come a time when they will be more caught up into the world and materialism and into each other than they would be in pleasing Allah. We're in that time. And he said the world would be able to just pick them apart and divide and conquer them. And they see, when you are divided, like they did to black people in slavery here, when they divided us, they didn't just divide us. They divided. You have to have a method of how you're going to divide people so that people will never look at themselves as being equal with you, but look at themselves as being subject to you, your subject, or really God's to you. And this is how most black people or people of color around the world look at the pale-skinned Jews, the pale-skinned Arabs, or pale-skinned people, light, so-called light-skinned people. They look up to them like they're some gods because Satan followers, the Jews and the Gentiles, they made up a religion called Christianity and Judaism. No such religions. Because Prophet Moses and Prophet Jesus, they didn't teach no religion called after their name, Judaism or Christianity. No, they taught what is called Al-Islam. What do Al-Islam mean for you all who don't know what it means? It means the truth. They taught the truth. And in fact, one lady, and these are true stories. In that time of ignorance, the Jews had people worshiping them during the time of Prophet Jesus, and they was calling him the Son of God. Okay? And then they said he was God, as these Christians say today, practically almost all of them. This lady came up to Jesus, the prophet, peace be upon him, and she said, Oh Lord, when you get to heaven, now when you get to heaven, can one of I got two sons, they've been good children. Can one of them, will you let one of them sit on the right side of your throne and the other one sit on the left side of your throne? This lady, I asked them that, and she was sincere. She just didn't know. And Prophet Jesus said, Isa said, lady, ma'am, that's foolish talk. No one can do that but the one who's already in heaven. God, our God. So he let her know clearly that the God, the Creator, was everybody's Creator. And he said even in a popular prayer all throughout the centuries, the Lord's Prayer, he said, our Father who art in heaven. And so the whole point here is that people, you don't have much longer on this planet and to regain your spiritual home back with Allah. Allah say now, while we are on the planet, and it's very short, time is moving. He's moving time so fast. He said we are now in a working day that have no reckoning. He said soon, very soon, we'll be in a reckoning day where we have to pay for what we did, and we won't be able to work for our soul salvation anymore at the day of judgment. So this should put fear in your people. Also, I want to mention something that's very important because most Muslims are plagued with it, and most Jews, Christians, and people of the world walking around here, period. Allah say two things going to get people into hell more than anything else. He said it's their tongue and their private part. He said if you guarantee him, Allah, you will control your tongue and your private parts, he will guarantee you will go to heaven. Now, can you do that? I'm asking you all this. Can you do that? Are you willing to do that? If you're not willing to do that, Muslim, Christian, Jews, and other people, you'll guarantee you're going to hell. Allah say, from the lust of sex come all sins. And Allah say, you're not true in faith in him. Nobody, no religion, until you gain self-control. How can you serve Allah when you letting yourself control you? When you let yourself control you, you're out of control. But when you submit your will to the will of Allah and let Allah's will be the controller in your life, then you have self-control and you are doing good and you are forbidding the wrong and you are enjoying and encouraging people to the right. So since we don't have any guests that want to come on, I want to say something that the Prophet Muhammad, the last prophet, also said for the Muslims and all people. Prophet Muhammad said that all people will be raised from the dead and judged based on their intentions in this world. All our actions start with our heart intentions. We people of this world have to choose right or wrong. This means our life is not like all other creation. It's set. It can't change. It stays the same, the sun, moon, the stars, the animals. But people, we can change. One thing I want to say with this is, too, the Prophet Muhammad said you can go to bed a believer and Allah wake you up in the morning and you can be a disbeliever. So we should never walk around arrogant with self-pride, thinking we know, I know this, I know that. We know nothing. Allah knows all. So the human being has to choose their life. If they don't choose their life, they won't have a life. What do we mean by this? Our life is our soul. Most people choose their flesh and the pleasures of the flesh over their soul. And they won't even sincerely try to understand, as the sister was saying, that Allah is speaking to them in their soul, in their heart and soul. He's calling them, and Allah said his call is to an eternal home of peace. He said, who will answer his call? And the devil, Satan, is calling us to this material world and these things in it, which Allah said ain't nothing but goods and chattels of deception. This whole world is nothing but a deceiver. And the people in it are nothing but deceivers. That's what Allah says. So we have to understand that if we don't take personal responsibility for our actions as individuals, we will never be free. Allah has placed the freedom of every individual on their own self. Allah says every person, fate, F-A-T-E, is fastened around their own neck. So you can't blame nobody for the wrong you do but you. And likewise, on the other hand, the good you do is for your own soul. It ain't for nobody else. It's for your own soul. That's another problem with this world of people. They always when they do some good to somebody, they want to get praise for it. They don't want to get the praises to Allah. They want the praise. This world will not get better on its own either. I said that on one of the talks. It still stands. We the people of this earth, if we wanted to get better, we got to make it better, you see. And if we don't make it better, if we're not trying to make it better, you're making it worse. You're either part of the problem or the solution. You choose which one you want to be. If you're part of the problem, you're going to hell. If you're part of the solution of Allah, you're going to heaven. Allah say in his final revelations in the Quran that he sent down his book, the Quran, in the night of power to give spiritual light and life to a spiritually dead people like we are in today. Most people are spiritually dead. But the Quran, the book of Allah's light, will give life to our dead bodies and bring back the spiritual life in us that Allah created in us when he put his spirit in us when we were babies. And Allah said he revealed the Quran also to heal the diseases in our hearts as people. And you know, people talk about disease, and a brother was telling me about a disease and a cure he had found for it, for the Crohn's disease. And you know, people, you know, listen at the word disease. Most people have heart disease. Disease has in it the word dis-ease. When the Allah said hearts do find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah. So when our hearts forget Allah, when we forget Allah in our hearts, then our heart becomes dis-ease. And then all types of diseases start coming in our life, in our mind, body, and soul. And Allah said he revealed his final revelation for all people to Prophet Muhammad as a guidance between right and wrong. So everybody know right from wrong. It's just the choice you make to choose whichever one you want to follow. But we must have the will to obey Allah's will. Allah's not going to force anybody. Our Creator is free of all needs, worthy of all praise. He don't need our worship, and he don't need our praise. And you are going to submit to the will of Allah, your Creator, everybody's Creator, willingly or unwillingly. Every day you wake, he bless you to wake up, you submit to his will. How you submit to his will? He woke you up. The food you eat, who bring down the rain from the heavens in the dead earth and bring food out of the earth? Allah, your Creator. So when you eat that food, you submit to his will. I'm talking about you ungodly people. You benefiting from everything. He keeping you breathing. Every time you breathe, inhale and exhale, who giving you that breath of life? Your Creator. So you submit to his power at all times, whether you live a good life or a bad life, you are submitting to the power of Allah. Just by your existence in his creation, you submit to him because he created you. And he said, for those who think they're some gods, if you see one of your loved, closest loved one dying, and he say he take their spirit out of their body, bringing it on up through their neck, through their body, up to heaven, he say call that spirit, the spiritual life back in that body, if you, in your claim of independence, if you some God. You see, you can't do it. You can't do it. So people, arrogance and self-pride is the ruler, is the root of all evil. People, our will is wrong. Our will means our ways are wrong, all the time. Allah's will is good, always and all the time. And even though you don't see Allah, you hear the thunder, the lightning, you see his forces in this creation all the time. And in your own selves. Look at our body. We don't see, the scientists have determined, and they're factual, that the greatest creation of the Creator is the human being. In our body, you got so many things working, and we don't even see them working. We don't see them. But we got, our body is the most complex creation of Allah, because he put his spirit in us, and that made us be over all the rest of his creation. But he said, on the other hand, when we reject his spiritual life in us, we will fall to the lowest depths of moral degradation. We will do anything, and now we see people doing unthinkable things. So with that said, I'm going to say assalamu alaikum. Think on that, people, and think on the fact that the sister said, and she ain't said it, and I ain't said it, but your Creator say your judgment is very near, and we see people dying now faster than ever before, and it's going to continue to escalate. But one day Allah say soon, he ain't going to just take people out, in certain numbers. He's going to take all evil people that's evil in your heart and in religion, you hypocrites and you rejectors of faith in Almighty Allah. He said he's going to wipe all of you off the earth like he did in the days of his prophet Noah. That man lived 950 years, and Allah blessed him to teach almost 1,000 years of people, and every generation of people rejected that man and tried to kill him, call him a fool. So history repeats itself. Allah says, so as he created the world in the beginning, so shall he return it back. That way in the end, we in the end. So Allah getting ready to bring in all good, and he getting ready to destroy all bad. So you bad people, I want to warn you, this is a final call. Your days are numbered. If you don't turn away from your wicked ways and turn back, excuse me, to the good ways, the godly ways of your creator, of the heavens and the earth and you, and all life, Allah. And Allah means all in all, meaning that Allah has power over all worlds and all things. And he's the Lord of all systems of knowledge. So we don't have but a drop in the bucket. The best of us, the most intelligent, the most knowledgeable of us, compared to our creator, We don't have any knowledge at all. That's what it really means. He's all-knowing. We know not. And in the Bible, for you Christians, if you any of y'all listening, your own book say people perish because of the lack of the knowledge of knowing their creator. Huh? As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum as-salam. Thank you. Imam Shaheed Shabbat. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, and today he's again teaching us. We're talking about the judgment now. The day of justice and judgment is very near, yes. And that's a very timely discussion that we need to talk on until you can get it, and it can show in your actions, people, that you must change your ways. You must come back to the light. You must come off that crooked path, back to the straight path, and start living a righteous, good, moral life, sincere, conscious life, loving, caring life, a life where you want to treat your fellow man as you would be treated, to help your fellow man, to make this world beautiful like Allah created it to be, and not destroy this everything, including this world and yourself, bring destruction on it. No, people, it's time for us to come out of this evil, wicked ways that we have followed, going to the left, following the boys on the left instead of the boys on the right. And yes, we do have a guest I see, and without any further delay, because I believe this guest has been on for a little while now, we have our guest, our beautiful brother from Winston-Salem, and we're going to call him on now. His number is 336-409-0792. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, how's everyone doing?
Great, brother, we hope you are.
Alhamdulillah. Imam, it's just as good, you know, listening to you with no guests, you know, because, mashallah.
Thank you.
You know, you get on it, and it's a reminder, boy, just in case I thought I was, you know, I was straight, just in case I thought I was okay. You know, it's a reminder. There's work to do out here, mashallah. You're not going to just take your own opinion and think your way into paradise. You got to do some work. Alhamdulillah,
right.
You got to do some work to get there, and you got to know that God likes what you're doing. So, you know, and it's in every book, like you said, brother. It's in every book. There's nobody that's going to deny, you know, that, you know, you have to worship your creator, and that your creator is the one who has the answers. You can't take your own opinion, whether you a Christian or a Jew or a Muslim, or, you know, you think you're a so-called, you know, good-acting Muslim. You're not guaranteed nothing if you don't act right. So, I mean, it's just wonderful listening, alhamdulillah. You know, but I would like to say, you know, if I could just add one thing, inshallah, I would just like to add one thing, if I could, inshallah. And we talked about it Friday, you know, at the masjid, inshallah. And that is that, you know, Allah is the most God is the most forgiving, and he gives his nature. He just gives. And some people who might be listening to the program, or, you know, who's around today, tomorrow they might commit murder, or they might commit, you know, adultery, or they might, you know, do some heinous crime. And Allah is still giving them air to breathe. He's still giving them food to eat. So they're still submitting to the will of Allah. And Allah is still giving and giving and giving, even though he knows, or Allah already knows, tomorrow that person's going to do the most heinous crime in the world.
That's right.
So you have a Lord that continues to give, and you can't just take for granted because Allah is still giving you, because he gave you such a beautiful family or a beautiful wife or a beautiful home or a beautiful car, that you're doing the right thing. He gives to everybody indiscriminately. Murderers, killers, rapists,
right.
You name it. You name it. Only because you're only left on the earth to prove that you belong in the hellfire, or to ask Allah for his forgiveness so that you might have a chance to go to paradise. You that's your two choices. You could keep going so that you can have no doubt that you belong in hell, or keep going so that you could ask Allah to forgive you and maybe you'll get to see his paradise. And that's the reminder, brother, and I just appreciate having you remind me of the things that, you know, keep me on the straight path. And that's all I got to say. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. And I just wanted to say to you, my beautiful, humble brother, like you always say, anything that I say from me is wrong. Anything I say from Allah is right. So reject what I say if I say anything, and I pray Allah keep me conscious of that. And you did speak on that in Jumu'ah. I heard the Jumu'ah. I was downstairs, and then I came up, and it was beautiful. It's always beautiful. And you did speak on, we spoke on the same thing, you know, how Allah said, this is powerful too. He said, Allah said, when he created his creation in the heavens and the earth, he decreed that his mercy prevail over his wrath. So Allah is long in mercy. And he said in the Quran, he's often returning, don't he? In grace and mercy, often forgiving. You see? So he gives everybody a chance. Nobody will be able to say at the day of judgment in the Supreme Court of Allah, you didn't give me enough chance. And I want to mention this too, brother and ma'am, because it's so important, and I haven't heard it in a while, and then it's probably inspiration for you and the rest listening. Inshallah, if you bring it to me, because she brings so many things to me. I can't think of it right now, but we're going to go on this right here, what Allah got before us. One brother that comes on the program say that Allah is an ever-evolving creator. And Allah is constantly, like you say, giving. He's constantly not only giving to the good or bad people, but because he don't want Allah don't want any human being to go to hell. He didn't create us to want. Allah says even in the Quran, why would he guide you to the right way and then leave you to go astray? He don't do that. That's all he's doing. He got us to his straight way. And then if he say, if you turn away from his path and go astray, he will leave you astray because he don't need us. What do Allah need from us? What do we have that Allah need from us? And another thing I want to say to the audience, when you talk about my and I, you don't own nothing and ain't nothing here yours. You didn't bring anything here. You didn't even bring yourself here. You ain't going to be the one to determine when you leave. And everything you think you got here, you own, you're going to find that at the day of judgment, you didn't own anything. You was just being tested with that. Whatever it was, car, your wife, your husband, children, just whatever in this material world. The sun, the moon, you got some people worship the sun. Sun God, they call it, the moon, the stars, the angels. And this has been going on for thousands of years. back in the time of our father prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. He is the one that established monotheism, the one creator concept, one creator of the heavens and the earth. And I want to share this message with you all so that you can see that you ain't going to get the power to help you to change from that evil that's destroying almost the whole human race until you do this. We just celebrated after Ramadan during the Hajj, Eid al-Adha. That particular Eid is the recognition of the commemoration of Prophet Ibrahim and his son, Prophet Ishmael, building the Kaaba in Mecca as a center of worship for all people in the world. Also, it mainly is about the sacrifice that Prophet Ibrahim was asked to make by Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth. He prayed to Allah first for a son to carry on his godly work after he passed out of this world and go back home to Allah. And Allah granted him that. And his first son was Ishmael. It wasn't Prophet Isaac. And he revealed to Allah, revealed to Prophet Ibrahim in a vision that I want you to sacrifice your son. I want you to, you know, chop his head off. Put him on the altar and chop his head off. Yeah. And then Prophet Ibrahim told his son, Prophet Ishmael, and he said, well, Allah, whatever he do is good. And Prophet Ibrahim knew that, and they both concurred that we know whatever Allah say for us to do, it's going to be for our benefit. It's good. So they said, we're both willing. And Allah revealed to him quickly, no, I don't want you to sacrifice your son's life. He said, I just want you all to sacrifice your own life on earth to please me, to live to please for my good pleasure. And don't put nothing over me, your son, your daughter, your wife, your husband, money, nothing over me. That's what it represents, Muslims. It represents sacrificing your life to please Allah. Most Muslim, Christian, Jews, people are living to satisfy their own carnal pleasures. And most of them are nothing but consumers. They are not producers. And that ain't it just in the material form. Most people are consumers of evil. And they ain't producers of good. You can produce good by the life you live. You're producing good in this world. And when you live an evil life, you're a producer of evil. So, you know, you have to choose the life you want. And you have to, Allah say the believers are those who enjoin, not Muslims, but believers, are those who enjoin to people to all that's good and forbid them from all that's haram, wrong. And so with that said, I want to say, read from this note I have here. I still like it. It's been a little while since Allah revealed it to me. Allah says, life is a journey. Allah says, our life never rests here below, but travel step by step, stage by stage, onward into the spiritual world. And this is our evolution. Allah said he evolved this creation, and Allah don't ever stop evolving us. That's why, like the Imam said, and Prophet Muhammad said this, don't stop ever doing good. Every day you live, if you're submitting to Allah's will, the Prophet Muhammad said, do all the extra good you can do. Because people, the best of us in terms of doing good on this earth, that's not going to get us into paradise. That's not going to save our soul. It's the grace and the mercy of Allah, and a big part of you being saved is based on your intention. Whether your intention was to please Allah or to please yourself or other or something else. But people, you must not waste time in the vanities of this material world, because once our life in here, then the resurrection and the judgment day will take place. No one can escape this day. We will be in a completely new world. This is the world of Allah. This will be a new spiritual heaven and earth. So all we do in this world is very, very serious and important to our spiritual well-being in the hereafter. The judgment day, on the judgment day, we will answer to Allah for all we did in this little short time in this world. We all will give personal responsibility and accountability to Allah for our intentions and our deeds. Most people do not believe this to be the truth. But what most people do not know is that Allah's will can never fail. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum as-salam. Yes, indeed. My brother Imam Shaheed Shabazz is teaching strong today, people, as he does just about every time he teaches. We get the best from him. And we want to thank Allah for him, for blessing us with such a beautiful Imam, to warn us, to teach us.
MashaAllah.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Alhamdulillah.
As
and
Allah
also for our beautiful guest, the Imam in Winston-Salem. He's doing a wonderful job,
Abdul
too.
Kareem.
Yes. Imam Abdul Kareem. Yes, yes. A wonderful job. We thank Allah for this brother, too, for blessing him to join us and be so supportive.
Absolutely.
To get the word out, get the message out to the people. Because, brother, every time you listen to the news, every day I hear the paper, it's something about somebody killing or doing something. I was just looking today. They had another shooting, I believe it was in Kansas, where they said the guy walked in early in the morning while everybody's going to work and blends right in, dressed well and everything, has a suit and looks like somebody going to work. Goes and to Starbucks, get him a cup of coffee, sits down and starts reading. And nobody's thinking anything wrong, you know. He has his backpack on him, but they don't think there's anything wrong with it because he's acting like he's fitting in with the crowd of workers. And about 9 o'clock, they said there he's going to sit on some bench. They start to hear him shooting from the outside, the lady said, in the donut shop. She said, and the dog was shot, gun, shoot. Then at first it started coming again and again, and people started to holler, somebody's shooting. And it ended up that he had a round of about 200-something rounds in this gun. He had automatic. And he was just shooting people. And, of course, 5 of them died. Some of them were blessed to live. A young lady that got 12 bullets into her, they said, survived. So this is time of living in today, people. And then they had this police woman. Now, she knows where she lives in her apartment. And she goes to the wrong apartment, another policeman's apartment now. And she says that she thought she was entering her apartment. And she thought he was an intruder. And here he is sitting in his apartment, and she shoots him. So people start asking the question, well, how did she get a key to his apartment? Something is wrong with that statement. So, there's so much evilness and wickedness that's going on in this world today that we have to really ponder over things and realize, you know, this time, the very end, is certainly not the time that was before, and it's getting only worse. Like you said, things are getting worse, the people are getting worse in their conduct, and everybody's just hating and killing today. So I woke up and I saw these things and a couple of more I can't think of right now. It's a lot of things. Everything, the president there, we have a Michael Moore. He's always been warning the people about the government. It's evil plans and it's evil plots. Michael Moore, I think he wrote a movie years ago to the effect, too, of even the evil plans and works that were happening in the government. But anyway, he let the people know now that president has always been against the people and against America and has been into fascism. They found many years ago he's exposing all that now. So you can't have, if you don't, the head is not right. The body's not going to be right. So this is why there is no one, like I said, no role models anymore. No one to respect. People don't respect the creator anymore. Many don't even believe in God. They ask questions in their old books. Were written many years ago, and everybody saying this and saying that. So, right, how can we believe that this is right? But they have teenagers saying, asking questions like this, you know, and instead of making them think and realize and just look at the creation around them and understand that there must be God somewhere they allow me to question God. And so, therefore, what we're doing is leading to more and more self-destruction of the society and the world that we live in. So, yes, we have a, truly have a job now, calling the people back to the right, back to our Creator, back to the law, back to self, and to get them to become involved in doing, bringing back the good again and not being a part of the evil by standing by. When you stand by doing nothing, you're still doing something. That's what you have to understand. You can't shove a fish. You're either one side or the other, or the other. If you're for good, it will show. It's just you're going to be good, doing good works, good deeds, and out there trying to reach the people to do the same. But if you're not doing any good, you're sitting down on the side somewhere, it's like you are doing, you're into the evil. You're going along with the evil, and you have to understand that. I think I've talked a little too much now. I don't want to take up the time. We have our man again, and we're calling him on again. And now Abdul Kareem from Winston-Salem. Hi, Salaam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah. That was a beautiful statement, sister, and I appreciate the reminder because it benefits the believers of how it's going. And one thing I wanted to point out, and maybe the imam can expand on it, is the point that it's going to get, it's harder for us. Like, there's a hadith, and I don't know the exact percentage, but the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessings be upon him, he was talking to one of his companions. And he said to his companion, and I don't know what the percentage was, maybe like 3% or 5%. He said, if you didn't do 3% of what I've told you to do, you would be going to the hellfire. And the companion that he was speaking to, accepted that and said, why? You know, he said, because I'm right here with you. You know, I'm right here with you. You see me. I'm the messenger of Allah. You see me. You know how to act. If you have questions, you can ask me. If you do something wrong, I'm going to tell you. And he said, there's going to come a time where people, if they just do 3 or 5% or 10%, it might have been, of what I'm asking you to do, they're going to go to paradise. And it was like, why? You know, why is that? He's like, because I won't be amongst them. They won't know me. There's going to be so much information, so many people out there trying to misguide them, so much, information out there that they could follow, so many different directions that they could go, that if they just hold on to this small percentage of the truth and try their best, they're going to make it. They're going to be successful. And I repeat that, or I mention that just to say that, you know, we don't have the messenger here with us. You know, we have a book. We have the Quran. We've had it for over 1,400 years, this information that Allah wants us to have. And just because we're trying, just because we know the truth and we're not throwing the truth behind our backs, but we're acknowledging this is the truth, and let me make every bit of effort I can to live up to what God put me on this earth for. Even though we might fail or we might not be that good at it, we have a good shot, you know. But the shot of going to the hellfire is still a huge percentage. And I left out of the county jail this morning thinking I have just as good a shot of going to the fire as I do of going to paradise. If I don't control my tongue, like the imam said, hold my tongue and control myself, if I don't control my desires and my emotions, which are all based on what I see and what I think is right, if I don't control myself, I might as well just go ahead and take a seat, because I can't just do what I want, do what I, you know, whatever I think is good based on my own opinion, based on my own impression. I got to do what I know pleases Allah. And how do I know anything pleases Allah except Jesus did it? Except Moses did it, except Abraham did it, except the Prophet Muhammad did it. I don't know anything that proves, that pleases God that I could do unless I know the messengers did it before me. So I got just as good a shot. I'm like on the 50-yard line. I can go either way. So my goal, my aspirations is to try to follow this message. And even though I know I make mistakes. The man makes mistakes. I might say the wrong thing. I might even think the wrong thing. I might act the wrong way and think that I'm doing right. When I hear the truth, when I know this is the truth and it's from the correct source, I better be willing to correct my actions, or I better be real happy with that seat that I'm going to get on the wrong side of the on the wrong side of the game, on the wrong yard line. You know, that seat in the hellfire that's sitting there waiting if I don't want to act the right way. So I got to keep reminding myself, leave my own feelings or attitude and things like that out of it. When the truth hits me, when I know this is the truth, I got to be willing to act on the truth. And if I'm not willing to act on the truth, then there's a problem I got inside of me that I got to fix, because I don't have the messenger here where I could just go say, oh, what should I do? But I have the information here if I want it. I can go seek out the scholars. I can go read a book. I can go find the information if I want. But if I don't want to, and I just want to sit around and say, I'm smart, I should be able to make this decision by myself, then I have to deal with the consequences of that. And I appreciate, you know, having those reminders. I appreciate the things that are being said to remind me that it's not just about my own opinion and my own, you know, attitude or my own feelings about a situation. It's what would the law want me to do? And how do I know what he wants me to do? What did Jesus do? What did Muhammad do? What did Moses do? I could follow what the messengers did because I have that information. And if I don't, I know I have what the prophet Muhammad did. And since they're all messengers of God, I could follow what they did to the best of my ability. Am I going to be perfect at it? No, I'm not. Because the messenger is not watching me and telling me, hey, hold your arm here, hold your hand there. This is wrong, that's wrong. He's not there. So I don't have somebody to, you know, tell me every single little thing. But I could find the information and act on it to the best of my ability. And that's my responsibility. That's my responsibility. That's my agreement with God, is that I'm going to try my absolute best to follow what you want me to do. That's my. And in the meantime, you're going to give me air to breathe, water to drink, food to eat, you know, and all the other sustenance that I need to stay on this earth. And that's, you know, that's just what I wanted to say, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. You said a whole lot. I mean, you know, all praise is due to Allah. It ain't what you say. It's the substance, the spiritual substance or the spiritual benefit in what you say. And I appreciate it because I just want to share this as a hadith also because most people are on this track, and it's in the Quran. Allah says that they're greater. Allah says most people are practicing bid'ah in religion as well as non-religious people. And bid'ah is what we invent, what we come up with, our own ideology or inventions. And our Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, he said every time we invent something into this way of Allah that's already pure, it's already truthful. You can. Allah has revealed everything we need for our life and for us to get through this evil world and get through our own evil and get back home to Him in the hereafter. Bid'ah, Prophet Muhammad said, every time we practice bid'ah innovations, we go astray from Allah, from the Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight way of Allah. And he said, every time we go astray, we enter hellfire, as the Imam just said. So I'm just saying it in another way, people, that this matter of hell and heaven is serious. But most people of this world, I heard it when I was a little boy, I'll be, inshallah, 62 in a few months. It has been called a fool's paradise. And why is it called a fool's paradise? Because Allah said this world is nothing but a deceiver. He sent down two angels years ago, Harod and Marad. And he sent them down just to test man and woman, see if they could cause dissension between man and woman. And they were very successful in dividing the men and women in that time. Why? Because the men and the women in religion and non-religious. They were into their own ideology, their own. They were following their own ways. And so Allah say those were powerful angels. They had in terms of their magic and illusions. And Allah say this world is a greater deceiver even than them two angels. So we're living in a deceitful world, and everything that you see is a deception. Even when you look at yourself in the mirror, you're looking at a deception. What you're looking at is not you, but most people believe it's them. You got most women, Muslim, Christian, Jews people, women, most of them calling themselves goddesses. You got the population of gays and lesbians. It's probably about half of the population of the world. And if they ain't gays or lesbians, the majority of Muslim, Christian, and people of the world, they in some type of devious, freakish, devilish action. Why? Because of following their own will or ways, which Allah say is all wrong. And he say his will is all good. But we have the choice. We have a choice. We can't blame nobody for our life and, you know, and Prophet Muhammad, I want to say this for all you Muslims in particular. He said work is worship. Meaning that if you ain't working like the Imam said, you ain't worshiping Allah. If all you do is come to the masjid, you make your five the Jummah prayer, we're obligated to make. You make Hajj. You go do all your Ramadans. And you do all that other required obligations by Allah. But yet, at the same time, you're not doing it to please Allah. You're doing it so that people can say, talk good about you. This beautiful Imam Abdul Karim told me the other day, I mentioned something that he did for me, and I really love him because he's reminded me too. And he said, I wish you hadn't said, reminded the people, because Allah said in the Quran, if you do good for anybody and you conceal it, you'll be blessed more than if you reveal it. He said, but if it's a case where you got to reveal it for the public, for public reasons, it's okay, as long as your intent is not for self-glory, but to glorify Allah and to point people to the good creator they got, perchance they may want to submit to this good God that's blessing me to help you, Allah. So that is very important to learn to love. Your only salvation from evil is to love Allah and not yourself. Now I'm going to read something to help you also out with that right there that Allah revealed to me. It says here, free our souls from the enslavement of ourselves. It says here, the worst enemy of humankind is their carnal and false desires. You can hear people saying they want to go to heaven, but they don't want to die. For those who sincerely worship and serve Allah, death is only a transition or passage into our real spiritual and eternal life. People, life and death in this world is only temporary, but our real life is everlasting. With this understanding, as a human race, we can free our immortal souls from the evil of our carnal self. Freedom is being in this world, but not of the mentality of this world, of this world's way of thinking, which is evil, as the co-host self emphasized so beautifully. Allah said that love of this world and everything in it is the root of all evil. And we're not supposed to be believing in this world. This world is a matrix, one brother said. If you've seen the picture of the matrix, it's an illusion. Even when we go through suffering, Prophet Muhammad taught us, Allah said, be patient because the suffering is a purification so that we can be purified like gold when it's put in fire. And the fire of the lust and the temptation of this world, if you submit to Allah's will, he will purify you and you won't even desire this lust of this world. So let me go on with this here. But But Almighty Allah say the root of all evil is the love. I just said it, of the material of world and the material things of it. Allah also say all the good that happens to people, again, come from Allah. And Allah say all the evil that happens to people come from themselves. So now you know how to free yourself from yourself. Choose well or you will go to hell. As-salamu alaykum.
Welcome, Madam Chaiche. Has come to an end. Well, thank you, our beautiful audience. And I was just thinking about this. People, we must remind each other the time we're in again, because actually, the African American people, the African American men, and the Muslims are the ones who are really being attacked today. And I say this
That's
once
right.
again, I saw two articles today, and they were about this teenage African boy who was with his grandmother, who's a white woman. And so the police took him and detained him because they thought he was attacking the white woman, trying to do something to her, do some harm to her, even though she let them know that that was her grandson. So we can see, and then there's this African-American young lady. She was the first one in her family to go to college. So she went off to college on campus. I believe it was Smith College or something. And she was sitting out on the bench, you know, on the college campus, and the police came up because somebody, a white woman called, one of the white students, rather, called the police and said that there was a black man not sitting out on the bench on the college campus, and he looked suspicious. And it was not even a man, because a student and an African girl. So, yes, this is the time when we should be very concerned, but no person, we should live in prayer to our Creator, know who He is, so that He know that He is our protection. And when these things happen, seek His help immediately. So this is why it's so necessary for us to come back to ourselves and know who we are, and know that we must be in contact with our Creator to save ourselves from the evilness of this society. Again, I want to thank you for giving me, Ma'am Shaheed. We don't really have a minute now, so we're going to give him a chance to close out with prayer. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. I'm going to give that privilege to Brother Imam Abdul Kareem to close the program with prayer. And before I do that, I want to say that America, the United States of America, over 500 years ago, they built the foundation of America on racism, white racism. Racism is not just a United States problem, it's a world problem. People all over the world are racist against their own selves. Racism means that the Satan, the devil, he has divided the race and got people thinking they are different and they're not the same. But Allah said He created us as nations and tribes that we might know each other and not hate and despise each other. And He said He created all human beings equal, with the equal possibility to achieve His goodness. Never let anybody make you feel like you're lesser than they are. You're equal or better. If you're obeying Allah, you're better than they are. I don't care if they got all the money or whatever money they got. Hallelujah. If you're righteous in your conduct, Allah said you are better. You're the best human being if you're righteous. And so, Imam, with that, we will let you close with prayer.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Of course, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful. We pray to you. We thank you. We seek your help and your mercy. And we pray that you show us the straight path, the path that you are pleased with, and not the path of those who have gone astray. We pray that when you feed us, the food gives us the energy to do things that please you. We pray that when you give us wives and children, that we can raise them in a way that pleases you. We pray that when you give us strength, we use that strength in a way that pleases you. We pray that when you give us money or energy or any other kind of sustenance, that we use that sustenance in a way that pleases you. And most importantly, we pray that when you give us knowledge and you give us information, that we use that information in a way that pleases you and not just throw that information to the side and ignore that information and let it speak against us on the day of judgment. Amen.
I mean, what a beautiful
thank
prayer.
Thank you, thank you for joining us. Join us again the same time next week, 12 o'clock p.m., and we'll invite someone else to listen in also, and join us as guests. Have a great day. As-salamu alaykum to you.
Wa alaykum
salam. Wa alaykum salam.
There's no time
to give love,
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference, there'll always be something. You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him, we all must be. Why don't you give love? What I want you to do is clap your hands for me. Pat your feet if you want to. Because it's a celebration. God's love. Muslim love. Muslim love for Christians, Jews, Hebrews, Hindus, Buddhists, and all those themselves God's people, giving something back to the earth as God has given something to them. Blessings unmeasurable, countless gifts, love and friendship amongst family, friends in all corners and walks of life. We're friendly neighbors, and we know that only God can save us. Remember his favors. No time for talk. It's time to walk that walk. Come on. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, 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 we are your friendly. No matter how evil the world gets, and we won't change no matter how mean people get, we won't change no matter how cold people get. Because we know that love can conquer all. And we are the friendliness.